Harry Bader, show 949. Hey, Carol, who just won the Brewers tickets, do me a favor. Would you call Jason back, verify the address you gave him, and give him your phone number? We may have a different way to get these to you. If you're still listening, Carol, give Jason a call back at 888-455-1360. Verify the mail address you just gave him and give him your phone number. Because I think we want to make sure that you get these before Monday. So we may do something just a little different there. Okay. The way Carol won was saying the next thing that liberals are going to, over which liberals are going to demonize conservatives is voter suppression. And any rules to try to eliminate fraud are going to be, or reduce fraud, are going to be, or just make things more fair, as was the case recently in Wisconsin with uniform early voting hours. But Democrats really think they have something here. And yesterday they released about a 3-minute video with Vice President Joe Biden, where he talks about, well, I never would have thought that 10 years ago we'd be worried about voter suppression in America. And in this video, he calls out Wisconsin. He calls out Wisconsin and other states, but he calls out Wisconsin in reference to the recently passed Uniform Early Voting Law, which all it says is that you have 10 business days before an election to vote 8A to 7P. It eliminates weekends, but you still have 10 business days. It's about a 3-minute video. I've got about 2.5 minutes of it here for you. Listen carefully to this. Jason, go ahead.
Hi, folks. This is Joe Biden. I've got to tell you, if someone had said to me 10 years ago that I'd have to make a pitch for protecting voting rights today, I would have said, you've got to be kidding. You know, Dr. King said it best from his Selma jail cell when he was arrested, leading a march trying to pass the Voting Rights Act of 1965. He said, voting is the foundation stone for political action. It was such a hard fight in 65, but the President Johnson got the Voting Rights Act passed. And as time went on, the wisdom of Dr. King and the necessity of protecting voting rights became widely accepted in both political parties. As a young senator in 1975, one of my first important votes was to reauthorize the Voting Rights Act of 1965. Then in 1982, when it came up for reauthorization again, even Strom Thurmond of South Carolina voted for it. And that same year, President Reagan called voting rights, quote, the crown jewel of American liberties. And he pledged, no barrier will come between our citizens and the voting booth. And as recently as 2006, the Voting Rights Act was reauthorized 98-0 in the Senate and 390-33 in the House of Representatives. I thought at that time the only debate we'd be having now would be how to continue to expand the voting franchise. But last year when the Supreme Court cut the heart out of the Voting Rights Act, it opened up the floodgates to voter suppression efforts nationwide. This year alone, there are almost 50 restrictive voting rights bills under consideration nationwide. At least 11 states have introduced legislation either requiring voters to show photo ID at the polls or make existing photo ID laws more restrictive. Laws like the one in North Carolina, which imposed new photo ID requirements, shortened early voting, and eliminated same-day registration for early voting. And in Texas, a voter ID law which lets you show your permit for a concealed handgun license, but not your student ID card. Laws like the ones in Ohio and Wisconsin, which shorten early voting period, limited the time the polls are open, cut evening hours, and eliminated weekend early voting. That means people can't vote after church. It means hardworking Americans have to take time off from work to be able to vote.
That is a complete piece of crap. I'm not going to be restrained in this. It's just a tissue of lies. And when I heard this, this is why I convinced myself that I was wrong about what they're going to try to demonize. The Supreme Court ruling to which he refers did not gut the Voting Rights Act. What it said is a handful of counties in specific southern states no longer have to get permission from the federal government before they make changes. That the racist environment that existed 50 years ago does not exist in those states today. And that when you look at the ample evidence of black voter turnout and black elected officials, it's simply not the same. And for him to say that that ruling led to these quote unquote, because it's crap, restrictive laws, that ruling has nothing to do with what Wisconsin passed, and Wisconsin isn't restrictive. Now, he said that people would have to take time off of work to vote early. I have a question for you. The early voting hours are a 10-day period in advance of the election, of which then you can go vote. 8 a.m. to 7 p. What would your, I'm asked, and let's work through this on the air, shall we? What hours would you have to work that you wouldn't be able to go outside of your work hours? 8 a.m. to 7 p. If you work first shift, the very latest you work is 5 o'clock, right? Maybe it's 3 o'clock. Maybe it's 5 o'clock. Jason says some work 7 to 7. Yeah, you mean like the 4 on, 3 off kind of thing where you do the 12 hours? You get a handful of those. No, you do. I mean, what? Most nurses work 7 to 7? Okay. In most larger cities, actual voting day is 6 a.m. So they could still, and Jason, on election day, they could go vote before 8. Oh, you're just saying. I get it. Most people, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. is going to work for them in the early voting. If you work first shift, that works. You can go after work. If you work second shift, you can go before work. If you work third shift, you can go before or after work. Oh, I know some people do work weird hours. You're still talking a relatively small percentage, and they should be able to go on election day. People can't go vote after church. Mr. Vice President, how did people in Milwaukee and Madison in 1960, 1956, when there were actually Milwaukee had more people, how did they go vote then? Again, I'm not saying it doesn't affect anybody. By the way, I believe you can still mail in absentee votes, so even that's not an issue. This is such a phony issue. After 10:30, we have Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish. It's 9:58.
The Jerry Bader Show.
I don't have windows.